This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My beloved brothers and sisters, I'm a Muslim and I'm in pain. We're Muslims and we're all in pain. Do you know why we're in pain? We're in pain because right now, while we're seated here in our comfortable seats, mashallah, enjoying the peace that we do have, our brothers and sisters are dying elsewhere on earth. We have the situation in Palestine, in Gaza, that is unacceptable. Unacceptable. We ask Allah to grant our brothers and sisters safety, security, peace, and victory. May Allah Almighty protect all of us. I'm a Muslim, and I'm a proud Muslim. Not the pride that is wrong, but the pride as in I'm happy to be Muslim and I will carry myself as a Muslim. That's a proud Muslim. Many of us say we're Muslim, but wallahi, we don't realize the gift that we have. If we knew the gift we had, we would adopt the teachings more than anything else. It's not good enough for me to say, well, you know what, I'm a Muslim, and then my life is led opposite from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the message of the Quran. Primarily as a Muslim, I'm honored because Allah has chosen me to worship Him alone. And who is He? He is the one who created me in the first place, the one who created entire creation. The only one worthy of worship is He who created. And then it is an honor to obey His instructions, because the only one who has the power to dish instructions that will be followed without a question is the one who made in the first place. Allah created. That's the reason why He has the right to tell you what He wants you to do. And how do I know that Allah created? I know Allah created, the creator of everything, because none of us seated here came onto earth because we wanted to come. We were placed here. You are not here because you wanted to be on earth. I've met people who say, I didn't want to be on earth. Why am I here? Well, tough luck, you are here. Whether you like it or you don't like it, you are going to be here. You're going to have to live here for as long as Allah wants. Allah decided that you came here, and Allah will decide when He's going to take you back. And for this reason, anyone who attempts to take their own lives away are perpetrating a sin and a crime in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to live the lifespan that Allah's chosen for you. And in the interim, Allah says, none of your lives are going to be perfect. It's an honor to hear what Allah says. It's an honor to read the Quran. It increases me in value, not the Quran. The value of the Quran is where it is. It's neither going to increase nor decrease, because it's at the top. It's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my value increases if I connect to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am distanced from it or I unplug, I lose value.